Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Will Zeit on This Hill.
Ooh.
Because there are a lot of things, you know, I say with my chest out, even once facts in quotes,
okay,
have proven me wrong, I will still stand by them. We'll get to a couple of those things.
Okay.
That is courtesy of Johnny Davis.
What's another hill you'll die on?
A hill I'll die on?
Yeah, what's a hill you'll die on? Like, in general, like, what's the take? Where you're like, I'll fucking, like me with like soggy fries. I don't give a fuck. Come at me. I'll fucking die. We'll both die here on this hill.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a controversial one. I guess, you know, you got your Baja Blast being good for
you. So
you
would take that? Like, if somebody was like, Baja Blast is fucking dumb, dude.
Well, even if the Surgeon General informed Americans that they shouldn't be drinking Baja Blast and it should be illegal, I would continue reporting on this podcast.
Even the former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop?
Yeah, even C. Everett Koop. Even if C. Everett Koop came through with a Koop bomb.
Wow.
I would still
be
like...
with a coupon?
A Koop bomb. I would still have to tell people that it is a healthy part of a nutritional breakfast.
For people who don't know, C. Everett Koop was a Surgeon General when, like, for Reagan and George Bush won.
And just very iconic chin strap beard.
Right. And then later went into, like, medical devices for the silent generation. Like, when they were being sold shit on TV. Like, I'm C. Everett Koop. Remember me from the heyday? Yeah, I'm a doctor. Yeah. You need this bracelet if you fall down. All right. Coop out.
Coop out. It's a real coop out, what he did. Anyways, I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yes.
And these are some things that are trending today on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Dude Perfect is trending.
Dude, you're getting a Dude Perfect fucking facility?
Yes. Please.
They basically announced plans to build this facility in North, I think Dallas, where they're going to have a fucking HQ, like the Dude Perfect HQ. They say a 330-foot trick shot tower, crazy mini golf, trick shot town, Dude Perfect museum, 2 acres of outdoor space, merch store, restaurants, and more.
What would a 330-foot trick shot tower entail exactly? Because you could build a 330-foot tower, and I could try a trick shot off of it.
Yeah, you're not gonna make that shit.
Yeah, it's like those videos that they eat off of are usually take number 392 of them trying that shot.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, because I get that they have appeal, so people be like, why not go to like the physical manifestation of my favorite YouTube channel,
right?
But then, like you're saying, they're going to be hit with the reality wand, which is. Yo, just so you know, man, a lot of fucking time goes into these videos to make it look like shit is just casually flying off a fucking semi truck and then like nothing but net like 700 yards away.
Right.
But I get it. Like, fine. You know, dude, I don't know if this is going to is this too much? I mean, obviously some investors like, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
Well, with this branding, we can bring all the people through. But
dude, perfect is what that investor said when they said, we got an idea. He said, I don't even need to hear it. Dude, it's perfect.
And then the dude perfect guys like cringed because they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
and the investor guy was like, that was so good, right? And they're like, yeah, man, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for the 100 mil in seed money. And by the way, when I'm doubting the 330-foot trick shot tower, that's not to say, like, this is going to be my mecca. This is,
neglect your personal life.
Yeah. This is what I do. I've never. So, yeah, I'm not famous for my trick shots because, again, I've never gotten one to go in. But if I could just go there and kind of just drink up the glow off of all of the dude perfection that's happening. Trick shot town in trick shot town. It's going to be in the dude perfect
town?
Museum where there's like the ping pong ball from the guy who like made that amazing beer pong shot. That's what I'm here for, man.
I just know like there's one dude with the beard.
Yeah.
Like, dude perfect to me is just that one guy.
And he won't be there, but there will be a mascot with a giant cartoon version of his head.
Right. That looks like a Memoji version.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got 58 million subscribers. Like, we'll see what what they're doing. But they said that there were a few candidate cities.
Okay.
Including LA and Atlanta. But it turns out it's going to be in Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, Texas.
Yeah.
What? Remember, Frisco, Texas was.
Oh, that's where they're based, but they're willing to go anywhere.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah, because Frisco, Texas had those videos that they were putting out to try to get the Amazon warehouse to come to them.
Yeah,
Frisco, Texas. They're like, we're the good Frisco. We're the libertarian friendly Frisco.
Come
hang with us.
Shout out to anyone who wants to go to Midlife Crisis for Men Discovery Zone.
I feel like it's quarter life crisis discovery zone.
Yeah. Too. Well, yeah. I mean, the way things are trending now, like, everything, we're all late bloomers these days.
Yeah.
So, like,
and also the way things are trending, we'll all be dead by 50. So,
100%. So, like, 23.
So 25 is midlife crisis.
23 is you have your over the hill party.
Yeah. You just told me that the little basketball hoop we had in the office back in the before times, that's still hanging there. Just
dude, perfect. Although I feel like Doug is probably taking it down. He was like, you want this stuff? And I'm like, okay, yes, I do. it was unavoidable. Like, I remember you're like, I want a Nerf thing. And like, I remember Sophie was like, the only one that they have is this dude perfect one.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck, what happened?
So they got merch. They've already expanded the brand.
Oh, the brand is strong, as
a
former duo once said.
Well, we'll see if the same fate befalls dude perfect.
Yeah.
Neo-fascism is on the march. We have the early results in from the Italian election. This is from the AP, by the way. I'll just use the words of the straight down the middle AP. The Brothers of Italy party, which won the most votes in Italy's national election, has its roots in the post-World War II neo-fascist Italian social movement. So that's,
Isn't Mussolini's granddaughter part of that party?
Yeah, a century after Benito Mussolini's 1922 March on Rome, which brought the fascist dictator to power, Maloney, who's the head of the party, is poised to lead Italy's first far-right-led government since World War II and Italy's first woman premier. So,
yeah. I mean, again, Hillary Clinton with her take, quote, "The election of the first woman prime minister in a country always represents a break with the past. And that is certainly a good thing."
Mm-hmm.
Bring on the fascism.
Fascism. That's wild. That is a wild take.
Identity politics, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, but like turned meaningless.
So 100%.
The valid parts of it become, you know, get dragged down with just this sort of bullshit take from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oof. Come on now. The same progress. But yeah, good for them. In Italy, I like how Katie Golden, who lives in Italy, she's like, as an American who had to learn like a lot about Italian politics in like 3 minutes, ask me anything.
Right. When the system isn't working as is, we either need to help people and have leftist reform. The other option that always comes up is fascism, and that's always going to be a popular one.
Yeah,
and it seems like increasingly around the world. And at home, that
it's
is
so weird because, like, at the end of the day, it's like the scarier one, too,
right?
It's like, what about it's like, you can have the scary version where people busting down your door and shit, or how about one where it's like, yo, rich people need to take a L so we could right. all do fucking real good? How about that? How about yeah. that? Rich but people take the L
noisier
party.
And angrier one.
We just need to really just bluntly name a party rich people taking L's,
yeah,
and yeah. With like an asterisk that's like, if you're making above fucking $3 million a year. Like, look, yeah. We even got space for little mini millionaires. Okay, we get it.
Right.
But after that, bro, you're taking fucking else. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then people are like, hey, I get that. Just give me someone to get angry at. I don't just know like, policy. I need to get angry at someone. Like, okay, your boss?
Right. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, great. I used to vote for Trump, but I like this now.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a handful of things I was wrong about.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And so one of the trends that we talked about on Friday was that Taylor Swift was trending because multiple sources had confirmed that Taylor Swift was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show performer. And it has broken today that Rihanna is the Super Bowl halftime show performer.
Riri, I remember this quote from you in 2018 when they asked you to fucking perform at the Super Bowl, and you told Vogue, quote, I couldn't dare do that. For what? Who gains from that? Not my people. I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler. There's things within that organization that I do not agree with at all, and I was not about to go and be of service to them in any way. And then she signed with Roc Nation, and Jay-Z controls all the NFL halftime shows, and then you are now in the NFL halftime show. So I'm curious if she has anything to say on it, or she's going to try and do the thing. I was like, you know, we were all saying shit a couple years ago.
Right. A lot of people said,
come on, you know,
things.
I'm a billionaire now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Keep that low. Also keep that low. But yeah. I am a billionaire. When I saw that, my first thing was like, I thought Rihanna basically let it be known that she wasn't fucking with the NFL, but you know,
yeah,
things change again. Jay-Z, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still going to stand by Taylor Swift is actually going to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay, so you take his Rihanna news, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's going to be Taylor Swift.
Okay, you might be wrong about that, but we'll put that in the column of hills you're going to die on.
Don't worry, darling. We talked on Friday about how I was skeptical about its box office promise because it had such bad reviews. It really felt like a movie that was pitching itself as, like, this, if this one has great reviews, everyone's going to want to go see it. And the reviews came in mixed to bad.
It's wild. They said it made it showed out with 19 million. I was like, we really are in the aftertimes, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
19 yeah. milli is a, was a L in 2019.
I mean, it's a $35 million movie, probably at least double that with the marketing budget.
It's interesting to like even other things like, well, because didn't the Avatar shit get re-released this weekend and fucking did numbers again?
$10 million. Like, yeah.
Was it?
I mean, I see the benefit of that. Like that, I want to take my kids to see Avatar for the first time. Like,
oh
see
my God, your kids weren't even born when Avatar came.
I know. You believe that? It's the biggest regret I have as a father. Is that they weren't born.
Tried to have you sooner. Trust me. I told your mother this boy needs to see Avatar.
The New York Times review made me, now I am officially rooting for it and want to go see it because like we talked about how the New York Times was writing about the movie and Olivia Wilde, the director, and they were like, she bailed on an interview with us right before it was supposed to happen. And then just were like really dropping some like catty comments on her, in the run up to the movie. So the New York Times has the story that it did well at the box office. And they say women and Gen Z drive Don't Worry, Darling box office, which is, you know, good. But then the first sentence of the review or of the article is never underestimate the interest in ogling a cute guy on a big screen. It's like,
okay.
Yes.
This is the New York. Yes, it is. Welcome.
Reducing a film to basically being like a Tiger Beat cutout. You're just like, yeah, okay, I guess.
This is written by someone's uncle in 93.
Right.
Yeah, they'll do anything. They just want to ogle some young guy. I remember when I was that age. Well, I guess we're going to have to go see Jack date night.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Let me just get a sitter. Ian is trending. Hurricane Ian is about to pass over Cuba, heading towards Florida, and people are expecting it to hit Florida as a category four. Another thing I was wrong about, I said that no way. No, I'm just joking. I did not make a prognostication about that. Not a chance this tropical gonna be depression called hurricane. Becomes anything.
The name's going to be Iago. Watch. Fucking Ian. Fuck.
Ian. Ian's a pretty...
That? Ian doesn't know. Feel... like no shade. Like, I have a homie named Ian. No shade to the name Ian. It's not scary, though. Like, I fuck with Ian.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Hurricane Ian, I'd be like, okay.
Sounds smart. Ian always sounds smart to me. I think I, like, must have known a bunch of smart Ians in my life.
Just give me something really out of the box.
Right.
You know, like, fuck it. Just do, like, a just garbledygook and letters and shit. I don't care.
Iago would be good. Have they gone with Iago before?
Like, I'll start trying to Hurricane Iago. Because then you could be like, oh, he's a shady motherfucker. Yeah. It's a shady fucking hurricane. He'd be talking shit behind your back. About the beast with two backs. Mm-hmm. No, there isn't. So
come on, the like, weather channel. Like, just go with like the names of the kids in your like child's seventh grade class.
Like, where's Hurricane Zod? You know what I mean? Right. Like, let's just fucking go there. Why not?
They do go in alphabetical order every hurricane season, and so you rarely get to the Z's, but I feel like they're saving up all the later names for,
what's the name? Cause what's it going to be? It's like, depends on what part of the sea it comes out of determines if whether it's male or female names and shit. And then I remember,
was that right?
It's like, yeah. Like hurricane naming convention is, I'll tell you right now. If they are occurring in the Atlantic, they're based upon six alphabetized 21 name lists. Q, U, X, Y, and Z are all skipped. And the list cycles every 6 years.
Oh, okay. So I was wrong.
Oh, and then, it used to just be all women. That's what it was. Because of fucking misogyny, it's like, all of these are named after women. And then, like, in 1978, they're like, we need to stop this shit.
Right.
But anyway, more fucking fantasy names, please. Like, Hurricane Saruman.
Right. Newt is trending, as in Gingrich.
Yep.
Because he is, they're grasping. At this point, it feels
fucking bad.
Yeah.
They are fucking... Newt Gingrich is now, because John Fetterman is just putting the smash on Dr. Oz, now, like, all the right-wing things, like, what about his tattoos? Like, fucking Tucker Carlson was like, what about his fake tattoos and his fake blah, 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 like, trying to make it seem like this guy's a phony or whatever. Newt Gingrich, he tweeted, why would Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman have a tattoo saying, quote, I will make you hurt.
Mm.
Uh-huh. For me, look, I'm a big Nine Inch Nails fan. I know what that's from. For John Fetterman, I think he's talking about the Johnny Cash cover from the early aughts. But apparently, like, Fetterman's talked about his tattoos before. And, like, there'd be people like, yeah, like, all these weird. He's got all these dates on his arms. Like, what's going on with that? Apparently, he has dates from, like, these people that were... the dates of murders that were committed in Braddock, Pennsylvania when he was the mayor.
Because,
like, he just takes them very personally. And it's just, like, a weird moment where, like, nothing is... like, first of all, clearly the conservatives don't even understand tattoos because Newt Gingrich is stuck in, like, satanic panic 80s.
Right.
And he's like, those are the marks of the beast! Right. You heard it, mothers. Don't trust him. Meanwhile, like, most young people have fucking tattoos. But, yeah, it, like you said, they... nothing about policy. It's fucking why would he have a tattoo that says I will make you hurt?
He's giving us all the clues, Mr. Policeman. He put the dates of these murders and said I will make you hurt. Has anybody looked into whether he was the one who was doing it?
Look at this snowman drawing I got.
Stay tuned for a investigative report from the Daily Wire.
Yeah, right. Oh my god. And then, like, a lot of people just started clapping back at Newt Gingrich on Twitter. They're like, you divorced your first wife because you said she wasn't pretty enough to be the first lady.
Wow.
Like, you want to talk about real shitheadery? Yeah. It's there. Because, like, then they're like, didn't you step down as speaker because of infidelities? And then didn't this next guy do that, too?
It is funny, though, like, somebody who acknowledges pain and, like, actually feels pain and, you know, copes with it in a way, like, they can't deal with that, or they can't understand it, you know, because he's just out here, you know, treating his pain with TV appearances.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, again, because these people don't have policy ideas about policy anymore. It's just attack the people who are trying to even try anything. But all right. See you, Newt.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, September 26th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. But don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.